Hoffenmeister, this is Rick Martin. How can I help?
Hey, this is Miriam Business, but this is when I heard employees talking, Cameron. I just wanted to see how much would the upcoming cost be for building an app.
Hey, Miriam. Okay, thank you for calling in. So, yeah, that's you on the chat, right?
Yeah, that's me. I'm texting you right now. The last text I sent was yes, and then before that, I'm calling now.
All right, thank you anyway. So, Miriam, I think you were looking for the cost, but we haven't had any discussion about what kind of app you're looking for. So, you know, if this is a custom mobile application you need, I reckon for your business that's a contracting business, you'd have to give me a bit of a guideline on what kind of app you're looking for, and that way I can give you at least a safe ballpark in terms of timeline as well as the cost as well.
Okay, so pretty much, I guess the type of service or something that I'm looking for, it'll be so our business is like a cleaning business, so I'm looking for in the app they can like schedule appointment through the app, or we could confirm appointments through the app, just different
Right.
stuff like that. So.
So
I
let's
mean,
say for your existing customers, you need something where they can, hassle-free. They can go ahead and they can see your calendar. They can book a date and a time, and they can also probably say select from a few service options, whether they need, let's say, deep cleaning or they need just a vacuum or.
Yes, sir. Just a general clean. Yes, sir. Something like that.
Okay. Is that all that you need in the app, or granted that you're building one, I mean, would you need something else as well?
Let's see. Hey, the way you're taking payments right now, would that be something that you want to stick with, or would you rather them pay through an app? Because all your clients not gonna be like that, but some are.
Think for me it will be easier.
Oh, I didn't realize this was, you were doing this for your partner. Is that correct?
Yeah, she's right here though. So she's listening to everything I'm saying.
Okay, great. So, yeah.
If it was up to you, sir, would you think it would be better to make payments through the app or keep doing it through the phone? Like the way we do it is like getting Venmo or checks, cash, so in Zelle. So would you think it would be better through app? Because like we do have older members as well, so yeah. So like older members won't put their information in. They only would do like cash or check. So I guess the rest of them most likely will go through app. But
Well,
majority of
I
her clients
cover.
have. You keep
I
going.
see.
You keep going.
Yeah, I just wanted to add here that, if you're formalizing your business and you're trying to do it professionally, getting a mobile application, trying to make sure your clients stay with you, which is one of the ultimate reasons of having a mobile application. So every time they look for a cleaning company, they don't go over the internet and try and find a new company, right?
Say that
So you want to build customer loyalty with you want to offer frictionless support to your customers so they don't have to look for a new cleaning company every time they want to get some cleaning done. They should always come back to you,
What?
is the purpose of building the application, right?
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well,
And
I'd
it's
rather say
the per
you take the payments from the app, and it's a great idea. Looks a lot more professional, and then at the end of the day, it makes a lot of things easier for yourself as well, because right now you'd be taking over a Venmo and Cash App and probably bank wires as well. But when you have a
Right.
singular, unified payment system, it's not just easier for the clients. It's not just more professional for them. At the end of the day, it's a lot more better for you as well because it makes the accounting easier. You don't have to look through six different payment applications to get to that stage, right? That's the
Right.
first
Yes,
thing,
sir.
and that's the biggest pro. But on the other side, you also have to see that every feature comes with its development cost, right? So let's say you tell me you want a calendar for scheduling, that has its cost, right? And then payments. So you just have to, honestly, you just have to weigh between the pros and the cons of the cost and the benefit, And if you ask me, and given my experience building, you know, in the mobile app industry for more than a decade now and working with clients like you, I'd rather see you have the payments done through the application. And that way, you know, while you're building a foundational application right now and it's always going to be scalable in the future, this is one of the features that is going to help your clients feel secure and feel more professional about your services. And, you know, on top of making things a lot more frictionless for yourself and for them as well.
Yes, sir.
So how long have you been in business, by the way, Miriam? Is it like a new business, or do you have a business book or something?
5 years.
Okay. Well, not too bad. I'd say probably the right time to get an application. I think you have a website that you're probably still trying to build, right?
Yes, sir.
Is it for the same business, or is it going to be something different?
Same business.
Same, okay. So like I said, I mean, any application, even if the larger, you know, the bigger enterprises do it, we would always recommend that you do it on an incremental basis, right? So incremental development means you build a foundation first. Say you're building constructing a building, right? You build the basement and the ground first, and then you raise floors on top of it once you have some shape and form on what the first application would look like. That said, I think a scheduling function for a service like yours, because it's a service-based business and it's rather personalized in nature, and then I think payments is something that is probably one of the major factors for clients, especially in your business, and when you have Cash App and Venmo and places like these, it's hard to gain trust from, especially from clients outside of your word of mouth, right? So these two features could serve as a good foundation for yourself. And then on top of that, I think you could offer more like a rate card for them as well. If you have like a standard pricing or say a few tiers of pricing for, let's say, deep cleaning, you offer that starting at, $50 an hour, right? You could offer all of that rate card just like a restaurant or any of the service for that matter on your application as well. And I think that alone, the scheduling, the rate card, as in the service menu, and then the payments feature on top is going to serve as, a sufficient foundation for a mobile application for your business. And then once that goes live, you guys, it's working for you, you have your customers on board, you get some feedback from them. Then based upon that feedback, you could build a second phase of the application on top of the first one and add a few more features to it.
Right.
Okay. And then, Miriam, I'm pretty sure you need it for both the Android and the iOS, right? Or is it just for either of these?
It should be for both, yes, sir.
For both, okay. Great. And so let us try and paint a canvas in your head. I'm hoping I'm still on the loudspeaker right now so your partner can hear me as well. And we'll try and build a more like a canvas in our heads together to understand how the application is going to function. And that may help you add something you might be missing, and then I'll give you a cost and a timeline that's going to help you think through on whether, it's a great idea or something that you would, rather do on a smaller scale, right? So, right, so, of course, first of all, when the app is developed and it's completed and, all the process with us is done, the app is going to be deployed on the app stores, the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. And when your clients download the application, they will be able to sign up on the application. Right now, if you want to keep this application limited to just your clients that have already signed up or have used your service in the past, then there needs to be an identifying token or an identifying field that tells you it's your client that's coming into the application. But otherwise, if you want to offer a service card and allow users to book the service for the first time using the application as well as a means of, growing your clientele, then I'd rather see you allow the users on the application, the public on the application, to download the application, to look at your menu card, to select services, and then be able to check out on the app itself, make the payment. And that's going to be one full cycle of order booking within the application. And then in the future, of course, you could, allow them to track their service, to be able to give feedback on their past services, be able to book if they need. All of that can be built into an application, but I think for now, we'll keep it one cycle at a time, and they, let's say they sign up for the first time. Of course, now every time they come back and whenever they've logged out of the application, they can always log in using their email and password. Pretty standard.
Right.
Your logo is going to be there, your business logo. That's going to show that it's your business application for EMI.
Okay.
And then once they've logged in, then the first thing I think they should be able to see is going to be the service card or the service menu you offer. And it's going to be, say, deep cleaning or, you know, vacuum or, sofa cleaning or whatever services you guys offer, lint cleaning. All of those could be listed down. They tap on one of those. They could see some of your portfolio, some of the past work you've done. And along with that, they can see some pricing options. Let's say you offer, a basic deep cleaning service that's going to be priced at $30, for example, right?
Right.
And if it's going to be premium deep cleaning, or say for deep cleaning for three bedrooms or and over, it's going to be, say, $80 or whatever pricing you guys would like to charge. Uh-huh. And then once they select the service, I'm sorry.
So right now, I can tell you, like, with most of our members, well, really all of them, we have monthly, biweekly, and weekly, and then we have, like, every 3 weeks. So we kind of have, like, the dates on when we know that they're going to book, or we know when we got realtors and they want to, you know, get some houses cleaned. So how will we, like, kind of intertwine with having members that we already know? That's going to have, because the app is pretty much, I think in my head, the app is pretty much for future residents, for people who don't have or never used us.
Right.
But looking at, like, our schedule, we have, like, over 500 clients. So that means, like I said, our monthly, biweekly, weekly, and every 3 weeks, we already know the days that they're going to want their house clean. We already know what time, like, can we go in the app as a back end and already have them set in there if I was to, like, send over anything to you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, I mean, let's say you have a mobile application. Now, on the flip side, there's going to be an equally functional back end admin panel that's going to allow you to manage your clients as the owner of the business and the admin of the application, right?
Yes, sir.
That, again, just a heads up, I mean, just to, you know, just to make sure we don't go down a rabbit hole and then realize we went too far, you know, this, you know, say you add an interface, that's going to increase the cost. But then at the end of the day, it's going to reap you the benefit as well, right? So just to, and then let's say you add features, each major feature comes at its own cost as well, and then, of course, comes with its own benefits as well, right? So let's say you have a mobile application, and then on the flip side, there is an admin side. Now, on the admin side, you'd be able to see all the people that have downloaded the application and how many of them have actually booked the service with you. So there's going to be an order management, and then there's going to be a user management. Under order management, you can see all the clients that have booked a service with you that is upcoming, that is scheduled, and you would be able to send them a notification either automatically, if you want to set this up like an algorithm. So let's say an hour before the service, they can receive an email notification or even a text message notification telling them that their service is coming up. That could be done, or you could send them a manual text message or email, type it in and send this through your admin to the mobile app of the user as well. All of that is doable. And then on top of that, you know, of course, you can look at the services they booked. You can, you know, if they want to have like a manual invoice, you could generate that from the back end as well and send that through the mobile application to them. With something like a mobile application and with technology generally, you know, sky's the limit, right? You think of it and it's doable.
Right.
Right. But right. I think for the first phase of a business like yours, I think the first cycle whereby they come into the application, they sign up, they get to know about your services, right? They can always log back in if they log out. And then on top of that, there's an About Us page, just like you have it on your website. But then more importantly, there's a service where they can look at the services. they can card a service, so there's going to be a card on the mobile app as well, and then they can always, you know, enter the payment details, their card, their debit or their credit card, and then they can check out on the application and collect the invoice from the application. I think that should be sufficient for now. And then, of course, for each of these features, there's going to be management on the admin side as well. So you and your partner and even your employees would be able to log in and be able to see who downloaded the application and what orders did you receive on the application over, say, the past day, the past week, the past month, and, you know, so on and so forth.
Yes, sir.
Sounds good, or am I, you know, am I jumping the guns on you?
I know, you know, it's a lot of companies out there and different places that can build the app and stuff like that. You know, you was just the first one I came across, so, you know, it's just, I'm liking our ideas pretty much. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, no, yeah, I appreciate that. I mean, I realize you're doing your due diligence, and that's exactly how you, you know, brainstorm an application. So you're more than welcome to speak to other companies as well, but I'm just trying to be helpful, if nothing else, today. So, I want to hear from you and, you know, probably your partner as well on whether if there's something else that you can think of, but otherwise,
right.
If you ask me, I think that should be the whole and soul scope of the project, given that we're talking about two interfaces right now, and then we'll be deploying them on both the, you know, the Android and the iOS, while the admin side is going to be, you know, like a web browser, a web-based admin panel. Do you want to add something? Is there something in your mind that you'd like to add to the scope, or do you think this is going to be sufficient?
So far, it's going to be sufficient. I'm probably going to, like, you know, get together with some of the, you know, some of our workers and stuff like that, to, you know, brainstorm with them a little bit to see what they think as well. I am liking the idea right now, though, for sure. So it's sounding good to me right now.
Yeah, I mean, the ideas, I mean, we could, you know, I could give you, you know, probably a few hundred ideas on, you know, what you could do with a mobile application with a business like yours. And, you know, like I said, it's a never-ending journey. And, you know, if you speak to five of your employees or five people about a mobile application like this, they'd probably come up with about 50 ideas on what you could do with the app. You talk to 10 people and they'd probably come up with about 500 ideas on what could be done. There could be a live chat between you and your clients. There could be, a hierarchy chart in there as well. There could be a lot more of that. What we want to figure, essentially, is whether, building a feature, is that something that you should do right now or you should do it in the future? And that's just going to be based upon what's the most important to you. So if getting more clients is more important to you, then you need a calendar on the application and you need a service card. And if, engaging trust with your clients is important, then I think payment for first would need to be automated and unified to make sure that, you know, your customers can pay online and you don't have to send them a PayPal or you don't have to send them a Venmo invite. And, because most other smaller businesses would do that and you wouldn't want to be, dealing with this in a similar fashion.
Yes, sir. So from doing this over a decade, if you just had to, like, just guesstimate a price, how much you think this app would be at the end of the costing day?
Well, with whatever we've discussed so far, I'm actually trying to do some numbers here at my end as well, some kind of multitasking, but I think you should keep a budget of somewhere between $14,000 and $16,000 is what you'd be looking at as a one-time cost in order to get this app to the Android and the iOS, which means that, you know, from scratch until the finish line, where your clients and potential customers can start downloading the application from the app stores and start using it. Now, this covers the design. You know, it's a mobile application's first design according to your your business mood board, your business colors, and, you know, of course, each of these screens are first designed. And even before that, you know, there's some discovery on what kind of tech stack we'd be using, whether, you know, there's always more than one ways to do something, and you know, for each of these things, we'd have to figure out which way to go. So we'll assign you a team here. They discover the project, which takes about a week and a half with you. And then from there begins the design phase. And once you approve the static designs, you know, the screen designs of the application, that's when we enter the development and testing and deployment to the app stores. So we cover all of that
Yes,
to
sir.
you in a one-time fee. And even this fee that I'm talking about, that's going to be paid on a milestone basis. So you're not paying the full amount upfront. We start with a 40% upfront. That's to mobilize the resources to your project, to assign the team to you. And this covers you. The first 40% is going to cover you until the designs, the mobile app screens, or the design, the UI and the UX, as we call them, all of that is completed. You've given your feedback. All of that is implemented. Then you go ahead and pay a 30% to enter development, and then you make the final 30% at the time when we enter the last leg of development and before testing and deployment.
Okay. Yes, sir.
So about the budget, by
I
the way, I
put
mean, is it, sorry?
oh, I was going to say, I put your number down and the
Mm-hmm.
company and stuff like that, and you know, just a guesstimation on prices and stuff. We're definitely going to give you a call back. Yeah,
For
definitely give you
sure,
a
I
call
think,
back.
yeah.
But I'm liking the ideas. So
Thank
yeah,
you.
I'm liking
So,
the idea
yeah.
too.
Great. So, just so you know, and you know, it's just probably this may be a first time trying to get a bit, you know, mobile application for your business, Miriam. There's always more than one ways to go about something, right? And with even with a mobile application, you could either tell me what your budget is, and I can recommend you something within your budget, or I can tell you we could do X amount of features and build a foundational application within, say, $14,000 to $16,000 or whatever the price range is. So if you think you know, the 14 to 16,000 is not doable, we could probably, you know, cut to size the features and come up with a revised scope whereby you have to spend a fewer grants to get an application to the App Store, and then you could always keep building on it, right? And if you feel like you could
Right.
spend a little more, then you could add a few more features to the application just to make it a little more functional for your clients when they actually start using it. So tell me
Yes,
about the
sir.
budget. Is it something that's, you know, that's workable with you, or, you know, once again, did I jump the guns on you?
I'm gonna have to talk with her. She just stepped out because she's dealing with one of the customers right now.
Oh,
But
shoot. Okay.
But you're good. You're good. That's why I told you. I put your number down and stuff like that. Is this a good number to reach you back at?
Oh yeah, definitely. So this is the office line, and in case you know, someone else that picks up, you just need to let them know, you know, you need to be transferred over to Rick Martin's office. So that's my name. You could take that down as well.
Okay.
Right, the same person you were chatting with on the website, and then you can
All
always come
right.
back on the
Okay.
website as well. Yeah.
All right, yes, sir. Appreciate you, man. Thank you so much, Rick.
No worries, Miriam. I'll let you go for the day. And do you want to follow up on this tomorrow, or what time tomorrow you or your partner would like to, you know, kind of pick up on this with me?
So I know she won't be working throughout the weekend, but I know next week on Monday will be good.
All right, perfect then. That sounds like a plan. So I'll leave you a text message from my number, and with that, I'll leave you an email to your email address as well. I'm just trying to check if you dropped your email. I think you did. That's cleaning@emigeneralcontractors.com, right? Is that the best one, or do you have a personal email as well?
That's the best one.
Perfect, then. So I'll send you our company profile just to get you better acquainted with the Hoff & Mazer. Along with that, I'll send you an optional NDA as well, if you'd like to sign that and, you know, make sure everything is covered. It really is, so, you know, it's totally optional. And then on Monday, you know, I'll leave you a text message to confirm if you'd like to speak with me and if there's a time that I could call you at. Sounds
Okay.
good?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Yes, sir.
Perfect, Miriam. You have a great weekend. I'll let you go for the weekend, right? We'll talk on Monday.
Yes, sir.
Bye now.
Okay.